Allie Schreyer was just out of college when she started her first teaching job, but her new insurance plan didn't cover her allergy medication.
This new allergist that I was seeing in Colorado had said, after several go-rounds of me asking to take this medication, had said, oh, well, actually, you know, that you can just get it online.
The doctor wrote a prescription and gave her the name of an online pharmacy to use.
I was like, oh, that's great. A medication came to my house and looked exactly like it did when I got it before.
It wasn't long before Schreyer started feeling really sick. She saw some specialists, to no avail. Then, over Christmas, she met up with her sister, who was working in health policy. Schreyer offhandedly mentioned ordering her prescription online.
And she said, oh, you sure can't. That is not safe.
Schreyer stopped taking the medication, and she felt better right away.
It is shockingly easy to be duped by this.
As many as 98% of online pharmacies are violating laws in some way, according to the Alliance for Safe Online Pharmacies. But that can mean very different things. Here's John Herdig, a Butler University professor and head of the Alliance for Safe Online Pharmacies.
For those sites, best case scenario is they're selling something that's legit, like legitimate product, but just not licensed to do so. But more often than not, they're actually selling what we would say substandard, falsified, or counterfeit medications.
These bogus medications might have incorrect dosages of active ingredients, or none at all. Another group, Partnership for Safe Medicines, found dangerous substances in these fake medications like rat poison, antifreeze, and fentanyl. And now, with COVID-19 sweeping the world, many of these online websites are using fear and confusion to their advantage. Some are even marketing cures or a vaccine for the virus.
And what we've been seeing with the pandemic is that there's just been no shortage of scams and frauds and all sorts of stuff going on.
This is David Califf with LegitScript, an organization that verifies online pharmacies.
Typically, the rogue pharmacies are marketing erectile dysfunction drugs. That's one of the top things, but also various forms of pain medication, things like that. So they're absolutely pivoting to meet demand.
Shutting down these rogue pharmacies is tough. Close one, it'll pop back up under a different name. Since most of these sites are based overseas, U.S. regulators have little influence.
I don't think any one entity is going to be able to solve the problem of rogue internet pharmacies. It's going to be a combination of, you know, government interaction, private industry, and then nonprofit organizational advocacy.
Califf says internet registrars, the places that distribute domains, along with search engines like Google and Bing, also hold some responsibility. Right now, finding these rogue pharmacies doesn't involve going to hidden parts of the internet. Their websites are often listed on the first page of results from Google or Bing, and often look professional and legitimate. In fact, they can even fool doctors and pharmacists. Here's Herdig again. He helped conduct a national study to see if medical professionals could spot rogue pharmacies.
So if you put, you know, three of these websites up, one's legitimate, one's illegitimate, roughly pharmacists will get it right about half the time.
Physicians and nurses got it right even less often.
I mean, there are huge knowledge gaps that we identified as part of the study.
To check on a website, consumers can visit the FDA's website to see a list of warning letters and other actions. There are, of course, legitimate online pharmacies, like those operated by Costco and Express Scripts. And here's how to tell the difference. They will always ask for a prescription. You can also verify the URL at LegitScript's website. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Carter Barrett.